Dropping the F-bomb. If you've ever watched an American movie, you've probably heard it. But it's not just in movies. You will hear it in songs and on television as well. It's all over the internet. It's in homes. It's in offices. It's in schools. And it's in politics. The F-word is everywhere. The F-word is a euphemism for fuck, a word that is so offensive that it is sometimes called the F-bomb. Like a bomb, this word can be a dangerous, explosive weapon. To drop the F-bomb is to say it, and it is a desperate, dangerous thing to do. At least, it used to be. The F-bomb may be losing some of its powerful effect by overuse. Vice President Joe Biden dropped the F-bomb last year when he gleefully summed up the health care reform bill by saying, "This is a big fucking deal." It was a little disconcerting to hear the nation's second in command using the same kind of language that one might hear from a teenage boy. In his defense, I need to point out that his words were intended for the president's ears only. At least he didn't write it into a speech and shout it into the camera, which is exactly what Donald Trump did a few weeks ago. Real estate mogul Donald Trump served up a profanity-laced speech to Republican supporters in Las Vegas Thursday night, attacking American policies and continuing his flirtation with a run for the GOP presidential nomination. It's shocking to me that a man who seems to be preparing to campaign for President of the United States would use profanity in his speeches and still expect to be taken seriously. Language and attitudes are always changing, and it seems that profanity is becoming more acceptable. Research shows that not only are adults using swear words more often, but children are learning swear words at an earlier age. Of course they are. They are mimicking what they hear all around them every day. However, just because more people are dropping the F-bomb doesn't mean that everyone is. There are still a lot of people who don't say it and don't want to hear it. My advice to language learners is don't add this word to your vocabulary. It could truly be like a bomb to you, blowing up in your face. It could make people lower their opinion of you. They might think that you are rude or immature or less intelligent than you really are. Trust me on this. Don't drop the F-bomb.